USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. deploying a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East, apparently a show of force to Iran. National Security Advisor John Bolton saying in a statement, the presence of the U.S. military should send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on U.S. interests or allies, quote, will be met with unrelenting force. Bolton says while the U.S. doesn't seek war with Iran, it's fully prepared to respond to any attack by Iran or its proxies. No word on anything specific that triggered this action. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will soon leave power, is the prediction from the U.S. Secretary of State.
We've made very clear that Maduro must leave. There's no way you could have free and fair elections with Maduro still inside of that country.
Mike Pompeo spoke on Fox News Sunday, and this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Palestinian officials say Egypt has helped mediate a truce between Israel and Gaza, ending 3 days of violence that killed nearly two dozen people. The confrontations peaked yesterday as rockets and missiles from Gaza killed four Israeli civilians, and Israeli airstrikes in response killed 19 Palestinians, more than half of them reportedly civilians. Israeli military officials say Gaza militants had fired over 600 rockets and missiles at cities and villages in southern Israel since Friday. Chinese media reporting the country's vice premier may cut short a visit to Washington for trade talks if he even comes at all. The report follows President Trump's tweet on Sunday that he'll increase tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese products this week and could slap more tariffs on billions more. Alex Trebek wins big at the Daytime Emmy Awards yesterday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The country of Brunei is apparently not going to impose a proposed strict law that would have allowed for the death penalty for anyone convicted of having gay sex. The country's leader announcing yesterday that the country will extend a moratorium on the death penalty. Brunei had announced last month that it would impose punishments, including stoning to death, for people convicted of having gay sex and committing adultery. The announcement was met by fierce international backlash and calls to boycott all hotels owned by the government there. Sports is on the agenda at the White House today as President Trump will honor pro golfer Tiger Woods and the Army football team. Tiger is getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The legendary golfer capping a remarkable comeback from back problems by winning this year's Masters Tournament. The Military Academy's Army Black Knights earned the Commander-in-Chief's trophy after defeating their arch-rival Navy last December. And tonight is fashion's biggest night as the annual Met Gala gets underway in New York City. And Vogue Editor-in-Chief Anna Wintour will be in charge of the evening that features throngs of celebrities in elaborate attire. Check out what we look like online. Yes, we're at USA Radio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.